Welcome to another episode of Etc. 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 podcast. Long time no here. I know. It's been a very long time, guys. I think it's been about, my last recording was last year. I think July or August. Very long time ago. I know. I definitely know. It's been a long time coming. I had life changes happen. So I had to adjust like we all have to do. So let's catch up. It's your girl, P. Nicole. I'm the host of Etc. 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 podcast. My goal with my podcast is always to elevate and evolve. I want everyone I ever encounter, whoever encounter my podcast, whoever encounter my presence, my goal is to leave you with something to think about and challenge you to be better than you were yesterday. That's always my goal. So, welcome. A quick catch up to where I've been for the last, how long has it been? 7 months? My God, time goes by fast. The older you get, the more you say that. So, your girl had a baby. Yay! Yes, found out pretty late in my pregnancy, almost, I think at the end of 5 months that I was pregnant. Totally life shocker. Had to get things ready. Delivered my beautiful baby boy October of last year. He's healthy. He's going on 6 months now. So your girl been mothering, readjusting her life, readjusting her car, readjusting her household for baby because nothing was prepared. Moved in that process to more space because of baby. It's been a beautiful experience. And I don't want to turn this into a mother episode, but it's been a beautiful experience. Ladies, I know y'all hear it all the time for you guys who have not had kids yet. It's hard to explain. It's everything people tell you. It's so beautiful to watch a young human being grow and evolve, and every day they see the world different. They see the world fresh. They're not tainted by the world and the world's problems. It's so beautiful. I'm so blessed. My beautiful boy is, he really has made my life change for the better. So grateful. That's where your girl has been in a nutshell. I don't want to make this long-winded, but yeah, and I change, you know, it changes you. You look at, I do want my podcast to elevate and evolve everyone it encounters. So since we caught up on my life, how is your life been? You can send me questions and comments now. Please do that. It's a new feature. I think they brought it out last year, but I haven't really used it. So I want to use it now. I have goals for the podcast. I want to take a different route with it. We'll talk more about that in time to come. But what I wanted, my message was today, I've been wanting to record this reintroduction for some time. I'm a different person now, a better person, same person, but just a different outlook on life, I would say. Grown, matured even more, evolved even more. So I kept thinking about when I want to start back. Like I asked myself that question for about 3 or 4 months, real talk. The message I want to give you guys today is just start. Everybody right now was saying, stand on business. That's the latest and the greatest little saying, stand on business, stand on start. P. Nicole say, stand on start. Meaning you want to do that business, just start it. You might not have the money, but start talking about it. Start putting it out there, putting it in the atmosphere. Hey, I'm going to start my car detailing shop. Let me know if you need somebody who needs some car detailing. Give them your number. You might not even have a car yet. Do it anyway. You want to start that podcast? You might feel like, I ain't got nothing to say. Nobody wants to hear from me. They do. It's an audience for you, always. Go ahead and start. Put it on wax today. Go ahead and do your recording. Just start. You want to go back to school? Money problems. Oh, I'm too old. What do I know? Just start. Go ahead and look on their website. Go ahead and enroll. See if they got some free webinars coming up. See if they got some free courses. If you can't afford it, look into a part-time job. If you already have a full-time job, just start. It doesn't matter where you're at in life, because I'm finding out there'll never be a right time. There'll never be a perfect time. You just got to do it. Put it out in the atmosphere, and the atmosphere will support you. God will support you. Just start. Just do it. anything you want to do. You want to better your health. You want to look better this year. Just start. Go to the gym today. You don't want to go to the gym? Don't have a gym membership? Walk around that neighborhood. You don't want to walk around that neighborhood? It's too cold? Do some jumping jacks in your house. Do some push-ups in your house. Just start. You want to write that book? I don't know nothing about writing a book. I don't know a publisher. Write your ideas down today. Just start. Start the first chapter. The first chapter could be you just nibbling and talking about yourself. Hey, but it's a start. Just start. In life, we're going to always find reasons not to do something. And I'm here to tell you, bump all that. Just do it. Just do it. Just start. I don't care what it is, how small or how big, just start. You might not have all the money, but tell somebody, I don't have all the money right now for cars, for my business, but here's my number. Call me when you need that detailing done. Call me when you need that latest cake. Call me when you need that latest beat for the studio. I got you. Just start. Just put it out there. Social media is free. Put it on your social media platforms. Hey, I got a detailing business. Hey, I got a producing business where I produce music. Just put it on your handling your platform and tell people to reach out to you. Give them a number. Give them an email. Just start. Just do it. Y'all know as I do my podcast, as I'm talking to you in the universe, I'm talking to myself. I've been meaning to record this for a couple of months now. It was never the right time. It wasn't quiet enough. What was I going to say? How was I going to say it? How I was going to get it out? It didn't matter. I'm doing it, though. It's very raw and uncut. I didn't even plan what I was going to talk about or how I was going to talk about. You know what I wanted to do? Just do it. Just start. Just put it out there. Let the rest handle itself. Let the universe and God catch it. Right? Just start. Whoever listening to this, whoever contemplating something you've always wanted to do, you think you're not educated enough, you think you don't have enough experience, you think you don't have enough money, do it anyway. You do it scared. You do it alone. You do it depressed, right? Yes, I said it. You do it while you're depressed, because I'm telling you, you plant that seed and it will grow. The universe and God will water it. Just start. I don't know who need to hear it. I don't know who I'm talking to. I know I'm talking to myself, though. Just start with the least little bit you got. If all you got is a pencil and paper, start. You might not have $2 in your wallet. Start. You might be depressed. Start. You might be alone. Start. You might have nobody believing in you. Start. We're standing on start. That's what we're doing in 2024. Just start. I'm your girl, P. Nicole. It's been a long time. I've missed y'all. It's a lot we're going to get into this year. I got guests coming. I have two recordings already ready of interviews. I'm going to be dropping the first one here soon, probably next week. But I miss you guys. I miss having my outlet. This has always been therapeutic for me, my podcast. So anybody interested in wanting to get your ideas out. Podcasting is a good way to just get your ideas and your thoughts out and put them in the universe. Just know that. So I'm happy to be back. I hope you're happy to have me. I know it's been a long time. I hope people have not forgot about me, but that's all right. We back. We starting. This is it. We standing on start for 2024. I'm your girl, P. Nicole. Y'all will be hearing from me every week now. Peace.